Let's talk about one of those problems that could be driving people away now. And of course, it is our ongoing electricity crisis. An article in News 24 today says Joburg's brilliant batteries plan should be replicated nationally. It's not often we hear about a brilliant solution coming out of Johannesburg, but in today's News 24 article, there is one proposed such solution. And Nick Headley is the News 24 journalist covering the story. He joins us now on the line. Nick, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me.
Just looking at the high-level view of this article, how is this plan to come out of Joburg very different to what's currently happening in Cape Town, where the city is already offering to buy back electricity from residents?
Yeah, sure. So just a first sort of disclaimer, it is, as you say, just a plan for now. Mm-hmm. So as we know, South Africa is very good at planning, but not always good at following through. So it's possible this plan from Joburg could just remain a plan, but hopefully not. So basically the plan is that large businesses and housing estates would be encouraged to install big batteries, so about a megawatt each, with 4 hours duration, to firstly shield themselves against power cuts, but then also to sort of hand over control of those batteries to City Power, which would also move them onto a time of use tariff structure. So how this differs to Cape Town is basically those big businesses, including housing estates, would charge those batteries when electricity is cheap or when they are using solar power during the day, mm-hmm. And then feed that energy into the grid when prices are high. So in particular, that is during the early evening when everyone goes home and demand for electricity surges. So the difference in Cape Town, which is now starting to buy power back from consumers and businesses, is that this includes a time of use tariff. So Cape Town's just offering a flat rate of the equivalent of 1 rand 4 cents a kilowatt hour for electricity it buys from homes and businesses. And that being a flat rate, it means homes and businesses aren't incentivized to install batteries because mm-hmm. they won't be able to really pay that investment off with that sort of low flat rate that more incentivizes solar panels, but not really batteries.
Okay, got you. I know that one of the complaints that residents in Cape Town have is that the city is not willing to contribute towards the cost of the batteries.
Yes, correct. And there's, I think the biggest impediment right now is the cost of the bi-directional smart meters that residents need to buy. They cost 12,000 Rand. Which means if you're a small household, that'll take years to pay off just the smart meter, which is what you need to feed electricity into the grid. So I think more than anything, that's the first thing that needs to be addressed is finding cheaper bidirectional meters and then hopefully having the city subsidize some of that.
Nick, you mentioned at the start of the interview that this is just a plan. What is the next step? Where does it go to from here for, in order for it to potentially be executed?
It's a great question. Yeah, it's just a plan and it's kind of sitting there, not being implemented. It's being driven by Paul Vermeulen, who's City Power's chief engineer for renewable energy. He's basically trying to get City of Joburg's 300 biggest customers together and get them on board to each install 1 megawatt worth of battery storage capacity. So it's still sort of trying to get people on board. It's like you say, just a plan for now. But if the ball does start rolling, and if the city agrees to move those customers onto time of use tariffs, then it's a very strong business case. Those big businesses can very quickly pay those batteries off if there's decent time of use tariffs. And yeah, Joburg reckons that can eliminate stage one or stage two load shedding.
Nick, you as a journalist have a lot of information about this. You've covered it for a long time. You've written plenty of articles about it. It sounds like you see this as a viable option. In your opinion, is there no end to the current energy crisis without some kind of private contribution?
Yes, but luckily that is happening. There's so much happening at the moment in the private space. Stats very quietly out of Eskom recently showed that there's 20 gigawatts worth of private power production waiting for grid connection. So that's big mines, manufacturing facilities. 20 gigawatts is absolutely massive.
That's considerable.
So, massive. So at the moment, South Africa has 6 gigawatts from the new renewable energy program. So this is more than three times that amount. They won't all get on because there's grid congestion in a lot of parts of the country. But even if half of that comes online, it's we're pretty much sorted. However, the problem is that 7 of Eskom's 15 coal-fired power plants reach their end of life this decade by 2030. So it's while it sort of will cover our immediate needs, the supply gap will just keep growing if we're not keeping up this pace of adding new capacity all the time, every year.
Nick Headley, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. That's News 24 journalist Nick Headley just talking to us about the proposed solution coming out of Johannesburg today about private power generation.